And welcome to Thirsty Thursday. I'm Jeremy.
Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Okay, so once again, we have a blank void to fill. And of course, we're talking about Ted Lasso because it's not there anymore. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's the show.
Yep.
Thanks for tuning. No.
Yeah, no, I've been trying to think of, like, I mean, because I haven't watched the Chucky show yet.
Which I have.
I have too.
It was really good. I promise by next week I'll be caught up and we can talk about it next week.
Thank goodness, because that'll be a good show to, like, continuously talk about, because, Doug, you're super into Chucky.
I am.
And it's been, the first episode proved itself very worthy of the Chucky franchise name.
Yes.
So
agreed.
Yeah. So what else? What else has been out? Anything else has come out? Doom Patrol's still been really good. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. What We Do in the Shadows has obviously been really good. We keep talking about it and mm-hmm. on other episodes. And so the what we should be talking about.
Mm-hmm. What we should mm-hmm. be talking about, but we can't as well. Has anyone else watched Halloween Kills?
Yes.
No.
Oh, okay. That was fantastic as well.
I agree. That was so good. That ending was cool.
The fucking ending. Like, that just added, that ending added so much more, like, to the mythos of Michael Myers. It's crazy. Anyways, we won't spoil it.
And there's another one coming out, what, next year or something?
The final in the trilogy.
Halloween Ends.
Yeah.
Which I'm really excited that they're actually just doing a trilogy and, like, cutting it off instead of, you know, just continuously going on and on and on. I like the idea of creating a set number of films in a story arc and then moving on to a new one. I like that.
Agreed. Yeah. Completely.
I've been watching I finished season 3 of the films that made us, movies that made us.
I did too.
Yeah. They talk about Friday the 13th and Halloween and Nightmare on Elm Street and mm-hmm. RoboCop and
hell yeah,
and Coming to America.
You know what I wish that they did more is, I wish that they talked a little bit more about the behind the scenes stuff. And like, I remember watching the earlier seasons of the movies that made us, and they went a lot more in depth onto, like, going on set and talking about how the set, like, all that worked. And I guess they did that as well, but I guess I just want more. Like, I feel like it's not long enough each episode. Like, they just lightly touch on the behind the scenes stuff and how the budget was used and how they made spinning rooms for stuff to make effects work. And, but mostly half of the episode is getting to the movie. Like, they keep talking about the directors and where they came from and where they started and how they came to this to be. And that's all great and dandy, but I want more of the actual movies we're talking about.
Yeah. You know what? That was really interesting. So a lot of the times they don't necessarily get a lot of the cast members. Mm-hmm. They don't always get the directors. They do sometimes, but like Aliens, the Aliens one, I mean, they had fucking Sigourney Weaver. They had, what's his name? Paul Reiser. They had, you know, they had like a fuck ton of people that were in the cast to come back and talk about making the movie. And then I was also happy that they spent a little bit of a chunk talking about Bill Paxton.
All right. Good.
And yeah, just his untimely passing back in 2017. And yeah, just how that's affected them even individually, just like, you know, cause I guess they've all stayed relatively close. It seems like they, you know, and I know like in 2017, they were doing like a 30-year anniversary or whatever it was. So mm-hmm. at Comic Palooza that we went to, and yeah. I do believe that Paxton was there.
Mm-hmm. He was.
And you know, Sigourney Weaver was there and a lot of them were there. I think even Paul Reiser was there, if mm-hmm. I remember correctly. They had like a fuck ton of people from that movie back together. And so I guess like because of that, I guess they've all kind of reconnected and stuff. But it was nice to see a lot of them in that episode to talk about that movie. And it was really funny listening to them all shit on James Cameron.
Oh, so funny. Hey, you know what's real weird is that, like, you have Halloween, Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street, RoboCop, Aliens, and then just randomly Coming to America.
Yeah.
It's just like, all right, I guess we'll throw this one in.
Yeah, no,
iconic 80s. Yeah,
it just felt like it was like, okay, so we're the first like five, we're really focusing on like the horror movies, you know, the big ones, and then also RoboCop, and then also I guess Coming to America, because we have them ready yeah. to go, so we'll just drop them on this season. Just
drop them, which yeah. I'm totally fine with. So, and I guess that they also chunk Nightmare Before Christmas and Elf into season three, and I was confused because I was like,
it's like, that's the holiday movies that made right. us.
But I was like, those came out last year, didn't they? So I started rewatching Elf, and I go, no, I've watched this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they did that holiday movies that make us. They dropped those two last year.
So they
which I want to see more of those in December. I would love to see more behind the scenes of like the Santa Claus or, I don't know, you know, any like holiday movies. Santa Claus would be good because we've already done Elf and Nightmare, so or Nightmare Before Christmas. So. Obviously, there's a ton of others, but yeah, so like they should have gotten John Favreau. And I understand that, like, when they were probably filming it, he was probably like, hey, I'd love to, but I'm fucking busy as fuck right now.
He's like, I'm doing all things.
Oh, shit.
I'm doing all things Star Wars, so no.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'd love to talk, but I fucking can't. Because if I talk to you, the next thing you know, you're going to be on set and Disney's going to be have a fucking fit because I can't help it. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah,
I'm gonna have to have you come to set because I'm gonna have to have you sign this NDA. You can't talk about any of the things I told you about.
Oh, and it would leak. People would talk. They'd be like, "I'm getting sued. I don't care. I'm getting sued." So. I guess there's one thing that we've all done that we can talk about. We've all played a ton of Back for Blood together.
Yeah, totally. We've played so much, Kev. Kevin.
I've played the beta, so I'm familiar with the gameplay mechanics.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
No, you're not. Okay,
then never mind.
I don't know. I didn't play the beta, but Kevin, listen. You don't understand. Kevin. Hey, Kev, here's a really weird fan theory I'm going to throw at you. I don't know why. I just said your name a whole bunch that made me think of Catherine Hara, but there's a fan theory going around that, well, Catherine Hara's character was driving back on in the back of the U-Haul with John Candy's band, that they all had an orgy. But that's besides the point. So let's get back to Back for Blood. So,
what?
Wow.
Left field.
Where's the info for that? How does that come about?
I don't. Whoa.
Where are the
poor choice of words there?
Where are the crumbs that like lead somebody to come up with that fan theory? And why is it a fan theory?
I don't know. I just saw it on the internet. It was like, it was literally like, hey, fan theory. They fucked. That's how she got her ride back. Like, Jesus Christ. Okay. All right. Hey, now we're on a Home Alone tangent. Have you guys seen the trailer for Home Sweet Home Alone?
Oh, no, I need to see it still. Does it look good? Does it hold up? Do you think it's going to be great?
It looks fun.
Okay.
Exactly.
And apparently it's like a spiritual successor or sequel or whatever you want to call it to Home Alone 2. Because I guess Home Alone 3 is where it stops focus on the McAllisters. But in the trailer, you get a look at, what's his name? Buzz McAllister. He's apparently in it. And then rumor on the street is that Macaulay Culkin is in it as well.
I think he denied it though. Of course he's gonna deny it.
He's under NDA.
Could be, yeah. But he said he wishes them the best or something like that.
Like how Andrew Garfield totally isn't in Spider-Man Far From Home, but there's totally leaked footage of him on set. Like, I mean, don't
just hang it out.
Like every Marvel character isn't in a Marvel movie, even though they've been hired.
Mm-hmm.
So
but anyways, Back for Blood is a lot of fun.
Okay.
Highly recommend if you like Left 4 Dead, dude. It is made by the same people. It is fucking Left 4 Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. With a card system, which I know there's some people who are a little bit hesitant to the card system, but honest to God, it is so easy to figure out and learn that it makes it a lot of fun. and it helps balance the game. Yes, Jeremy, with your hand up.
Thank you. I was one of those people. I was like, I'm not into this. Like, I don't want to manage cards and everything. And then I'm really into it. Like, I'm like going through my deck and I'm like, all right, what card do I need here? Should I create a healing deck? Like, do we need to play systems like that? Should we play defensively? And yeah, it's almost really...
like that you kind of do need to build a deck that way, right? Because yeah. Like, what if you get in a team and like, you know, Jared, like how you joined up later with us the other day and you took a bot character or whatever, but if that person was running heals, you'd be like, okay, cool. I'm running as Doc. Like, I'm going to run my heal deck because that's, she's a support character, you know? So building decks like that, super smart.
Yep. Like, so it's really fun. Kev, we were both Kevving you.
Hi.
And we're not going to give anything away, but all I have to say is that when we get to play this game together, you are going to experience something in game that is one of those moments that will stay with you forever. And it's one of those memorable gaming moments that you'll just treasure because of how amazing it is.
Yeah. And it's one of those.
We'll be playing with each other very soon.
Yeah. Wink. Hey, and it all depends. And I will say this because I've done it 3 times now. This one part that he's talking about, and it all depends on the soundtrack.
Yes, that's true.
What song drops first is very important because the first time we were like, fuck yes, hell yeah, hype song to the max. Second time we were like, eh, this is all right.
Hold on.
And but then the third time I was like, fuck yes, this song to the, yes, absolutely.
The second time, although we weren't in control, we had a rando. Everyone didn't make it to where they're supposed to be. And then they did whatever and something, and it happened. And we were all kind of bummed, and that kind of ruined the experience. But third time something happened, Doug lost his shit again. And it was magical. Yeah. So
I still think the first time not knowing what to expect in that level, even when we play it, I don't want to tell Kev that we're doing it. Like that it's it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Just drag me into it. Just blindly put me through it. Yeah. I want to see this. Yeah.
Cause it was so fucking fun. It was so fun.
Oh man.
I know.
I had to go onto YouTube after that and listen to that song. Like, I was like, I've got to find this song on YouTube and listen to it because it was so fucking hype. Mm-hmm. Oh, so good.
Anyways. So that's what we're playing. Hopefully Kev will get some time in with it, but
yeah. I've also been playing a little bit of Far Cry 6.
Yeah. We've been all playing Far Cry 6.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
More of the same.
It's good. It's more of the same. And there's
Caleb and I did a mission the other night that I literally like. The mission itself was just kind of mediocre, but the cinematic sequences in the middle and at the end of it, like that was like that was fucking awesome. Like that, the mission what we played was kind of bullshit. You know, it's like you're in the back of a truck. Like who cares? Mm-hmm. But then the sequence before that and the sequence after that, the cinematic sequence, I was like, fuck yes, that's how you tell a fucking story. Fuck yes, that's so good.
Do you know you know what I would do with Far Cry and which I would absolutely love? I don't necessarily believe that Far Cry needs to be an open world game because of like, and that's probably an unpopular opinion because people really enjoy like roaming around and doing things. But there's so much filler I'm noticing and so many like just run to like same old. And that's what I got bored with in all these open world games that the missions don't really matter. It's just like, go destroy this, go destroy that. Like, all right, okay, I guess we'll go do this again. I think for this, the storyline in this is pretty incredible. I do love the storyline and I would love to see a more on the rails experience for this to where I get to finish the story in 10 to 15 hours instead of needing to spend 30 to 40 hours completing it. So cutting it down by half, I would thoroughly enjoy to just experience the story and not have to do all the filler stuff.
I mean, is it really required that you do all the filler stuff? I haven't really progressed much in the story because I keep doing that. I'll go from mission to mission or like little site to site mm-hmm. and like, you know, either break down a, you know, a checkpoint or liberate like an area. I kept doing that.
Yeah, because so you
I
have really to level up.
Too much.
So you have to level up. Each area has its own level. And so you can't go like straight through and just do story missions. And then there's side missions that you have to do in order to get back to the story mission. And you have to level up to beat your area and then move on to the next area.
Okay. So yeah, they really try to make you a completionist then.
In a way.
No, because there's some like little side missions you could just totally bypass if you didn't want to.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
But doing them helps you.
Right.
It helps boost your XP. Right. So you're like, yeah, you level up. And then also sometimes they unlock like weapons and gear and upgrades to your camp and more like followers/fighters/guerrillas, you know, et cetera, mm-hmm. which is always nice.
Yeah. So and my experience,
there are perks to that.
Yeah. And my experience is different than Doug's experience. Cause Doug, obviously there's a huge difference in playing with a friend that you're having fun with that adds to that, that adds, you know, 10 times the amount of enjoyment you're going to get out of a game because you're experiencing it together and like making fun of stuff and having a good time. That always changes the game. But for me, I was just kind of like standing there and go, yeah, this is really pretty. All right, well, I guess let's go burn down this field. Oh, look, I ran over a cow. That was funny. It has its moments. It's a good game. It is more of the same. There's nothing wrong with that. But I am starting to be like, I don't know. I hope I make it to the end of this, but so many games coming out soon.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and then Back for Blood happened and I've been all about that. So.
I've been away from chat over this weekend and all that's, I come back to like 200 messages of you guys all just talking about Back for Blood.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep, you're missing out. I can't believe you left on like to go visit a family member on Back for Blood launch week.
How dare me?
But didn't you know, bud? Didn't you know?
Oh, and I guess I can end it. I watched a movie you guys haven't seen yet, which is Dune. I watched that movie.
Oh yeah,
the new one. So, huh?
Good stuff.
It's really good. Doug and I and Ryan talked a little bit about it today in chat. And the question is, will mainstream audiences think it's good? Because it is a slow burn. What it is phenomenal, but it's very intricate and very complex to follow along. Like, cause they're introducing a ton of houses and stuff. While watching this, I got the thought in my head. I was like, this should be on HBO, like as a series. This should have been like a Game of Thrones series. Like, this is the way to, that's the only way to tell this story. Cause we're condensing so much into the first part. One was 3 hours and we're also risking not getting a second movie because of the way they're releasing it. Cause they leave it off and you're just like, oh my God, like, whoa, that's it. What, come on. So, but yeah, it is really good. They have accomplished something very special being able to tell the story and to make it entertaining and stuff like that. But yeah, you're definitely left wanting more and, saying to yourself, whew, took a lot to get here. My 14-year-old son is really bored by the end. He was getting real antsy and he was like, oh my God. I was like, I know, but it's almost over. So.
Would you, God, I was trying to think, what would you, damn it. The question slipped my mind when you said it. Damn it. Never mind. I'll ask you later when I think about it again. My bad.
Well, think of it now.
Yeah, just fart it back out.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, seriously.
I just can't believe. Cool. I'm because I was just kind of flabbergasted that Colin was bored by it because I thought he was like a huge sci-fi fan. No,
he is. But like I said,
yeah,
it's a slow burn. It takes a lot to flesh out this story. And at multiple times we were chatting about it, and I was like, "Hey, are you following along? hey, do you need help like getting there? And he was like, one time he was like, yeah, what is happening? And so I explained it. He was like, okay, cool. But there are points where you can get lost if you're not paying attention. This is not, and I explained it earlier in a chat. I was like Star Wars is so entertaining and there's so much lore and stuff, but the pacing on it's so good and so like fast and that they're able to tell little bits of story, but then they flesh it out later in books and comics and all these other places. With Dune, they're just shoving it down your throat in this entire movie. Like I was like, man, did they really need to go into this? Do I need to know the history of this house? Like, come on. So there's definitely, you know, they get, there's politics involved and stuff like that. And that's when I was just like, this needs to be a series. This shouldn't be a movie. So,
you know. Okay. I remembered my original question now. It was, now do you think because of the, like, kind of like the, just like the big, the hugeness of this movie, do you think it's worth risking going to the theater to see it?
Oh, I think that it will look spectacular in the theater. I think you're going to need a pee break. I would have sat in the theater and loved this movie. I still really enjoy the movie and I can see the potential and where it's going to go. And I can't wait for them to make a second one. And Doug made a good point, which was like, well, see you in 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm contemplating going to see it across the street when it comes out. Just because Debbie and I want to see that in like IMAX. I feel like that would be worth it.
Yeah. So. I contemplated not watching it because I was going to watch it on the OLED with 4K through HBO Max. But I just couldn't wait. And I was like, oh, I need to see it. I've been waiting to see this. So.
Yeah.
But. Okay, that's it for today, I guess. Tomorrow we got Fan Friday, which we've got a ton of questions that Doug has gathered up over the last week, and he's promising an action-packed show, so can't wait for that until tomorrow.
No, I forgot to ask.
I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.